Carlos's story is one snapshot of life for some immigrant families now. But here's a story of what it was like for Japanese Americans living in Los Angeles decades ago. L.A. was home to hundreds of social clubs for young Japanese American women. They created them at a time when mainstream clubs and social groups shut them out. But memories of these clubs are disappearing as the surviving members enter their 80s and their 90s. Josie Huang of KPCC has more.
Just Us Girls. That was the name of the club, and it was formed, along with others like it, in L.A. back in the 1940s, more than 70 years ago. Since then, most of the Japanese-American women who belong to these social circles have moved away or passed away. But every couple months, a few members of the Just Us Girls club still meet up for dinner and some really, really low-stakes poker.
Last time, I think I won 60 cents.
That's Yuri Long. She helped to start Just Us Girls when she was just a girl at a federal internment camp in California during World War II. She was forced to live there with other Japanese-American families. And trying to make the best of the situation, she formed a club to play sports with other kids.
You had to be in a club to have a team and to have dances.
The club lived on after the war when Long moved back to L.A. with her family. And the friendships she formed through the club have lasted decades. These days, Long's little sister, Sumi Hughes, hosts the gatherings at her place in Pasadena. She's 81 and...
I'm the youngest. I'm the baby.
Just Us Girls became known for its dancing, and Hughes was one of their best. That's how fellow member Teresa Montalongo remembers it.
You used to do this blitz. Oh, this girl's good.
I always had boyfriends that were good dancers. That was a prerequisite.
Now, keep in mind, these were the daughters of strict Japanese immigrant parents. What these social clubs did was give second-generation, or Nisei, girls an acceptable way to explore their American identity.
I'm sure parents felt that it was one way to know what their children were doing and to kind of keep an eye on who their friends were.
Valerie Matsumoto, a historian at UCLA, has documented how in Los Angeles, a hub of Japanese-American life, more than 400 of these social clubs were set up by the late 1930s.
There were Les Demoiselles and the Chatelaines, I think, and then there were some that had more biblical references. There was a group called the Queen Esthers.
Some clubs were small, just a few members, and formed out of friendship, like Just Us Girls. Others were more service-oriented or sponsored by churches, Buddhist temples, and YWCAs. Matsumoto says discrimination against Japanese, especially during World War II, forced young Japanese Americans to create their own social networks.
There was a lot of discrimination in public facilities, so sometimes they weren't able to go to certain restaurants or certain public venues.
Aiko Herzig-Yoshinaga remembers school being tough for a Japanese American. When Japan bombed Pearl Harbor in 1941, her high school principal in L.A. told her and other Japanese American students they didn't deserve to graduate.
Because our people had bombed Pearl Harbor. You know, we said, what's the connection? We didn't drop the bomb. We know nothing about it.
Herzig-Yoshinaga found solace in her social club, the Junior Misses. Sure, they were about fun and holding dances and fundraisers, but it was also about being around other young women who understood how she felt.
Trying to be American at the same time, not knowing whether or not we like being Japanese because of the prejudice that existed so strongly.
Herzig-Yoshinaga says that in the years after World War II, the racial tensions toward Japanese Americans eased. So there was less need for the social clubs. They started to fade out in the 1950s. What's lasted are the good memories.
They said that we were kind of wild.
That's right.
And today, the card games are a time for Sumi Hughes and other members of the Just Us Girls Club to catch up.
Okay, we're going to play Follow the Queen.
Okay.
Hughes says friends come and go, but not these women.
I know a lot of people, but I don't know anybody that I could ever feel this close to.
They stay up till daybreak, playing for pennies. You don't feel tired at all if you're having fun.
Yeah, that's a very good hand.
For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Los Angeles.
Head back in time and see what L.A. looked like for Just Us Girls. We've posted some pretty incredible historical images at PRI.org.